Hello, is Edward Jacobson?
Yes, he is. Who's calling?
Good evening. My name is Chris and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're not telling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin,
okay, just a minute.
Yes.
Just a second.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, is Edward Jacobs? Am I speaking to Edward?
Yes, this is he.
Okay. Thank you. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
Certain to vote.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
75.
Thank you. Now, what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. The first one on the list is Sherrod Brown, a senator.
Disapprove.
And do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump as a former president.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Biden as president.
Strongly disapprove.
And Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman.
Disapprove.
And do you strongly disapprove or just somewhat?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just let me know. The first one we have is Marcy Kaptur once again. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of her?
Unfavorable.
And is that very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have First Energy.
Favorable.
And is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Derek Marin.
Favorable.
And is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Republicans in Congress.
Favorable.
And is that somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you. Then we have Democrats in Congress.
Unfavorable.
And is that very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And lastly, we have Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Republican, Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Bernie Moreno.
And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptchur or Republican Derek Marin?
Derek Marin.
Thank you. Now, is there a chance that you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptchur, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptchur?
No chance.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptchur. Marcy Kaptchur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants to America. It is time for a change. Now, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptchur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her or you don't think it's true, just let me know.
I wouldn't vote for Marcy Kaptchur. I don't know if that's a selection or not.
we have much less likely to vote for her, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or no difference.
Very unlikely to vote for her.
And is that much less or just somewhat?
Much.
Much less. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some statements some people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or it makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them or you don't think it's true, please say so. The first one is, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that.
It's not going to make a difference.
No, no difference. Thank you. Then we have, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption.
I don't really know much about that.
Mm-hmm. So how should we record your answer? Does it make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, or it makes no difference, or it makes you more likely, or do you think the statement is not true?
It makes no difference.
Thank you. The next one is, in the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As a mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age.
I don't think that's true.
Okay. Thank you. Now, Derek Marin wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marin's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Marin's bill would also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse.
I don't think that's true either.
Okay, thank you. Then we have, in the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' office, while working families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
No difference.
No difference. Thank you. And the last one for this section is, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Mehring wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
I don't know if that's true.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Mehring, or would you still vote for Mehring?
I'm still voting for Mehring.
Vote for Mehring. Thank you. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if it didn't, but we have to ask again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Mehring?
Derek Mehring.
Thank you. And this last section is just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Postmasters.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you. How important is politics to your personal identity? Is it very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, sir. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful
day. You too. Bye now.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.